Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, this is Good Morning to the Leader in You. I am Catherine, your host. Thank you for plugging in this morning. Thank you for those that listened to the last podcast that we did last week and the previous. Well, we are well into our way in the month of July, and today's topic is going to be talking about mindset, changing your mindset, how to change your mindset. Today's going to be a 15-minute conversation, boost of energy, boost of motivation, boost of inspiration to help us change our mindset. For those that don't know, you can plug into my website at CatherineTrotter.com. That's CatherineTrotter. When we talk about change, it talks about to make something different. When we talk about mindset, essentially it is a set of ideas. It is a set of assumptions sometimes. It's a set of methods and how something can operate, as well as, you know, a mindset is basically an established set of attitudes or how you think or feel about something. So today we're talking about how to change your mindset. Sometimes we're stuck in our business. We're stuck in our daily lives and our personal life because we don't know how to adapt to change. We don't know how to be fluid. It's something called the evolution of change that I like to talk about. When we talk about the evolution of change, it is the process in which different things, you know, operate. Different things are developed. There are different diverse methods in which change can take place. And even we think about history, right? The evolution of history, the evolution of our country, right? The evolution of society. If we look at different periods historically of different things that have gone on, we can often see how things have changed and evolved. And a lot of times when you think about change, when you think about evolution, you think about things evolving, it deals with a lot of times being able to be flexible and open and ready to receive the next thing that's coming, ready to have our mindset open to any shift that may take place. Sometimes it's very difficult for individuals to deal with a shift, to deal with a mindset change. It can be very difficult at times, but what I say to all the leaders that's plugging in now and those that's going to plug in later and listen to the replay, be open to change. Be open to a shift. Be open to what is coming next, because a lot of times we get stuck in our lives, we get stuck in our business because we're not open to change. We're not open to a shift, right? And sometimes because we're not open, we close ourselves off to new possibilities, right? What are new possibilities? New possibilities to me are things that can be open into your arena, something that you may not have even conceived of, right? But you're open to that possibility. You're open to what can happen. And I want to say to you, don't allow this situation that you may be in your life right now, personally or professionally in your business, to make you stay stuck in a certain mindset that you think you cannot go higher, stuck in a certain mindset to make you think that you cannot move forward, right? You have to make sure that you move forward, no matter what, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances is, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what is plaguing at you, you have to make sure that you continue to move forward. A lot of times I know people have difficulty in moving forward because they look at only what's surrounding them. They look at what is facing them right there in their immediate situation. But we as leaders, we have to look beyond the immediate situation. We have to look beyond the immediate situation because we know as leaders that if we look beyond that immediate situation, there's possibilities on the other side, right? But you can't get to those possibilities on the other side if we're stuck in a place of complacency. Sometimes we're stuck in a place of complacency because it's comfortable. Sometimes we're stuck in a place of complacency because it's the familiar, and we don't want to take the initiative to get outside the box because that's going to require some work. That's going to require some energy if we step outside the box. And one of the things I encourage you to do this week, if you haven't done so, I want you to do something that's going to help you step outside the box. You know what that thing is for you. I want you to put it in your mind right now. What do you need to do this week to help you step outside of the box? Make sure you step outside of the box. It's very important to step outside of the box because when you step outside of the box, all things, it's like you have a new day. It's a new beginning. It's a new awakening, essentially, because now you're embracing other parts of you. You are embracing other possibilities that you had shut off because you stayed too long in the box. sometimes we stay too long in a box because of our mindset. We don't even think that we can grow. We don't even think that we can build. We don't think we can have that business. We don't think we can run that operation because of limitations that we have within ourselves. Maybe we didn't have this certain degree, or maybe we don't come from a particular community. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter about your zip code. It doesn't matter about the degree. What matters is about your heart. What matters is about your passion. What matters is about your consistency. What matters is about your intent as to why you want to develop your business model, your intent as to why you want to develop that nonprofit organization. What is your intent? This is what I speak to you this morning. What is your intent? What are your intentions? Because, see, your intentions will indicate and give you the desired results you want from your business. As a leader, you're leading a group of people, right? Because we can't say we're a leader, but we have no one we're leading. There's no one in our circle. It's just, you know, us and, you know, one other person. Who are we leading? What flock of individuals are we pouring into? But also, importantly, who's pouring back into us? So make sure you have that line of communication open to those you're pouring into and those that's pouring into you, right? You're able to have those weekly intention conversations. I ask you, are you doing that now? What are weekly intention conversations? It's with your accountability partner. If you don't have one, get an accountability partner and have some weekly intention conversations. What are we talking about in these conversations? Are we just kind of talking in general? No, we're being intentional. So we're going to talk about goal setting at our conversations when we're having our intentional conversations. We're going to talk about strategy and how we're going to execute on those goals. We're going to talk about barriers on those calls. We're going to talk about any challenges we face, and then we're going to problem solve. Because most people, when we talk about changing your mindset, most people get stuck at the problem solving phase. And that's why we don't go any higher. We don't grow. We just get stuck because we don't know how to problem solve. One of the things that I think is super important is to make sure that you problem solve. Make sure that you are looking into how to, you know, move something forward, move the agenda forward, right? What is the agenda for the week? Sometimes we understand having an agenda if we're having a workshop or a conference or something, but I say you need to have an agenda for your day. You need to have an agenda for your week. You need to have an agenda for your month. What is your agenda? Again, on the last call I talked about on the radio show, it was talking about a piece of it, talking about not allowing your day to get away from you. And I ask you, take an inventory of your time. How many times do we take an inventory of our time? What are we doing throughout the day? How much time are we committing into what particular area? And whatever time we're committing into whatever particular area, how much is it vested in it, right? How much are we vested in it? How much are we even getting back? Is it reciprocal, right? Is it a mutual thing? Or are we just pouring everything out but there's nothing filling us back up? As leaders, we got to be conscious also to make sure we're staying high up on energy. We're feeding our heart. We're feeding our mind. We're feeding our spirit, right? And then naturally, so we're making sure we're eating healthy, because sometimes as an entrepreneur, we're movers and shakers. We're always on the go, you know, doing many things. And so one of the things that's so super important is the fact that we stay focused. That's a part of mindset. That's a part of changing the mindset, because sometimes our mind is scattered and we're all over the place and we're thinking all over the place and our mindset is absolutely scattered and we're not focused. So what I submit to you today, what I encourage you to do today is to get focused, right? We're fully into July now. How do you want to flow in July? What type of results do you want to see the conclusion of July? For those that follow my show, that follow my page, I'm all about dates and deliverables and conclusion and action steps, because if we don't have that, we will let a whole month get by. We will allow a whole month to get away from us, and before you know it, right, we won't have accomplished anything. We won't have accomplished anything at all, you know. And so I say to you, you know, when we think about when we're accomplishing things, when we're trying to accomplish things, sometimes there's barriers in the way. I say to you, strategize around your barriers. Problem solve around your barriers. What barriers are you facing, right? What barriers are you facing? What barriers? And see, when we think about barriers, I think about a mountain. And when we think about a mountain, sometimes when people are facing a huge mountain in their life, they feel like they can't go around it, they can't go over it because, you know, it's just huge. something's huge in your life, and it's like, oh my gosh, how do I deal with this? How do I get around it, right? I say to you, make sure that you are focusing on your mission. Make sure you're focusing on your passion. Sometimes I always put in my mindset, when I face a mountain, when I'm facing something huge and difficult, I go back to my why. I go back to my mission. I go back to what is my passion. What am I passionate about? Why am I doing what I'm doing, right? Why am I doing what I'm doing? For those that are tuning in, you are tuned into Good Morning to the Leader in You with Catherine, your host. Today we are talking about changing your mindset, right? I do want to plug a couple of announcements. December 7th, I am doing a lunch appreciation to all of my current clients, previous clients. It's going to be in the Columbia, Maryland area. For those that are my clients, previous clients, you will be receiving email, text messages all about that. Just want to end the year with an appreciation to all of you that have participated and either took my course, my 8-step course. For those of you that don't know, I do coaching sessions. It's based off of my book called Community Engagement, From Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. And that book, I turned it into a tutorial, an 8-week tutorial coaching and teaching individuals how to develop your budget, how to develop your team, your structure, your foundation of your organization, bylaws. For those of a nonprofit organization, talking about how do you develop your bylaws. For those that are for-profit business, we talk about business planning. How do you come up with your strategy? How do you come up with your marketing and implementation? Because coming up with marketing ideas, that's one half of the battle. Implementing it is another. So, again, for those that may want more information, just go to my website, CatherineTrotter.com. I want to get back into changing your mindset, thinking about mindset. Again, your mind is something that's always evolving. It's always growing. But what is it growing off of? What is your mindset feeding off of? In other words, what are you putting in your mind to help it to grow? We can put junk in our mind, or we can put healthy things in our mind to help it to grow. Just like in our body, we can eat junk or we can eat healthy. Same thing with the mindset, but sometimes we don't see it that way. What are we listening to? Even being conscious what we're listening to late at night before we go to bed. Are we feeding our mind things that can help us to wind down at the end of the day, right? Or are we listening to things that's digesting in our system as we sleep that's not healthy? So we got to be conscious about what we're doing. We have to be conscious about where we are, what we're doing, and what we want to have come into our reality. Sometimes we don't call things into our reality. That's dealing with the mindset, too. You first think it, right, and then you do what you speak it. So this is what I want everyone to do that's listening to the show now or later. After you thought what you want to see come to a reality, I want you to speak it. But after you think it, write it down. That's the next step. The second step is to write down affirmations, what you want to see come to reality. Then I want you to take your affirmations. I want you to stand in a mirror, bathroom, living room, wherever your mirror is at in your home, bedroom, and I want you to speak those affirmations. I want you to speak those affirmations, right? Speak it. Don't be afraid to speak, even though those things are not a reality yet. You can will it to be. Now, don't just stop there. You can will it to be, but then you got to do what? You got to go and execute. You, those that follow me know I love the word execute, execute, execute. It's all about execution at the end of the day. Because we can think it, we can write it, we can speak it, but then the fourth step is execute, right? So, listen, as we get ready to wind down this 15-minute of motivation, inspiration, I hope this motivated you. I hope this encouraged your heart and mind to not allow July to get away from you, but to allow this month to be a powerful, impactful month that you're knocking down your goals, you're achieving your goals, you're hitting the numbers that you want to see within your business, whatever that might be, whatever growth that you see for yourself and for your business. I want to tell you that you can make it. I want to tell you that I'm going to see you at the top. People say, I say that all the time, and I say that because I want you to visualize yourself at the top. I see you at the top, and I want you to see you at the top. The top is the only place to be, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not talking about towering over someone, but I'm talking about going to that next level in your life of believing in you. And then when you get to that next level, you do what? You pull someone else back up with you, right? So that's what I'm talking about today. So, again, for those that haven't checked out my website, go to CatherineTrotter.com. That's CatherineTrotter. Come back next week, 9:30 a.m., for another burst of inspiration and motivation. Good morning to the leader in you. I say good morning to you because I know today is going to be your day of awakening, and I'm going to see you at the top.